There is no rule, but there is an unspoken national consensus on when families put up the Christmas decorations. Traditionally, the tinsel, the tree, and the lights stay in storage until the turkey is cleared from the Thanksgiving table. But when do you take them down? For some people, it's December 26th. Others wait until the Epiphany or King's Day. That's January 6th this year. Some don't haul the tree to the curb until it's a dry brown fire hazard. So when do you take down your Christmas lights, and what's your rationale? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or you can send us email, TOTN at NPR.org. Eric Zorn is a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Yesterday, in his weblog, he proposed that Christmas cheer stay lit into February. He joins us by phone from his home in Chicago. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil.
Now, you originally proposed this idea back in 2000. What's the exact date do you think lights should come down?
Well, it's hard to take lights down during a weekday, so I would say that the weekend before Valentine's Day, that's the weekend that I proposed. It's dark here in Chicago during January. Those Christmas lights are cheerful and wonderful and make you feel good, and so I said, let's keep them up. And many people disagree with me, however, as I'm discovering in the online poll that I'm taking.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing really poorly. To tell you the truth, about 60% of the people so far polled think that it should be taken down by this weekend, the third weekend in January. Otherwise, your neighbors will think you're trash.
Trash. Okay.
Trash.
Now, when you originally wrote about this, you suggested that the state legislature pass a resolution encouraging people to leave their lights up to provide that that cheer in the gloom of January. Anyone in the State House read your column and jump on that?
Well, they all read my column, Neil, but none of them jumped on it. I don't know why. Maybe they had better things to do.
It could be. About driver's licenses. I recall something.
They were selling drivers. They were way too busy doing that. Hey, but I did check with the Vatican because I thought that would be a thing to do. They don't take their Christmas lights down, their Christmas decorations down until February 2nd, which is Candlemas. And that's the conclusion of the liturgical season of Christmas.
So you have the Pope on your side, and in Chicago, that did not sway the populace?
The people are going against the Pope here. Me and the Pope are together on this one, and the people are against the Pope. It's kind of scandalous. Especially Chicago's a very Catholic city. I don't know what's going on.
Let's get some callers involved. Our number is 800-989-8255. Emily's on the line from Dearborn, Michigan.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just thinking about our Christmas decorations. My mother would put up our Christmas tree, and it would take so long. It was this huge ordeal to put it up. She wouldn't take it down until mid-February, usually. And we would joke about having to design our tree so that we could take off the things here and there and decorate it for Valentine's Day and all the holidays between Christmas and then 4th of July, we would just blow it up for a celebration of the 4th of July.
Well, yeah, so the decorations originally meant for St. Nicholas, they covered St. Valentine, too.
Exactly.
They could have covered St. Patrick if your mom had stuck it out.
Right. Right. Well, we always had a lot of fun with it. We always designed it to have all kinds of dried flowers, and it took days to go out and collect everything and put it all together. It was really quite spectacular once we got it done, but it took us a long time to let go of it.
The houses in Chicago look so nice with all the lights on them during this time of the year, and it's still getting dark at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So I guess I don't see what the problem is with the lights on houses for a couple more weeks. But again, I have to say I'm being really outvoted, and I'm hoping people...
Well, Emily, given what Eric Zorn found in his blog, did people call you trash for leaving your lights up?
No. Usually we weren't the kind of people that put up lights out front of the house. We just going to take the time for that as well. But.
I see. All right. Thanks for the call, Emily.
Thank you.
Stay warm there.
They didn't call her trash to her face.
That's possible. Now, when you, Eric Zorn, suggested early February is the deadline for lights, nearby at your competing paper there in Chicago, the Sun-Times, another columnist, Richard Roper, took a different take. We invited Mr. Roper on the program today, but he wasn't available. But according to a column regarding keeping Christmas decorations on display past their prime, he said, quote, "If you're showing Yuletide stuff in June, you might as well throw away all your shoes, marry your sister, and put on the Deliverance soundtrack." That seems to be following the trash theory there.
I refer to Richard as the Prince of Darkness. He's the one who wants people to bring their lights in, and he and I are definitely at odds on this one. I would say he is at odds with me and the Pope. That's how I put it.
Well, what was his proposed date?
His proposed date was the third weekend in January. which is liberal by standards of the people who are voting now in this election at the Tribune website. I'm 60%, actually 50% say they should already be down. So
here's an email we got from Linda Cockman in Pinehurst, North Carolina. We take our Christmas lights, tree, and decorations down the weekend after Christmas or before the new year. Two reasons for this, she says. The first is that we don't want to take the old into the new year. The second is that at midnight on New Year's Eve, we burn our Christmas tree. This is a quite spectacular show, as the tree not only burns quickly, but the flames climb 20 to 30 feet into the sky. As you may guess, we live in the country and can do this. Additionally, it's given our children, grandchildren, and friends a healthy respect for fire and how quickly the tree will burn.
That's lovely. We did that. You did that in Chicago, you get arrested.
I think if you did it in many of the forests in the western part of the United States, you might find a similar set of handcuffs. Katie joins us now from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, our tradition in Denver here, I always did Epiphany, but we have the National Western Stock Show here. And many of us in Denver are really rural people that just have to live in the city now. And our relatives, that everyone comes in from about six states with their cows and their sheep and stuff. And so the Civic Center stays up until the stock show's over. Most of the shopping centers stay up until the stock show's over. So that's what I'm doing. I'm keeping my lights up until the stock show's over so our city looks pretty for all the visitors.
Well, that's a good gift. The Chamber of Commerce pay part of your electric bill, do you figure?
God, I do what I wish. I've got one issue with that, is that I've got this one power cord I really like that I steal from my vacuum cleaner, and I can't not vacuum from the 20th of December until the 25th of January.
Yeah, for one thing, you got to pick up all those needles, right?
Exactly. That's my only drawback of waiting until the stock show's over.
You figure the vacuum cleaner issue, Eric, is that why people consider trash if they keep their lights up in their tree?
You know, I don't know. I consider them to be public servants. People who keep their lights up until mid-February are public servants, in my view.
Katie, you're doing the city's work for them.
Well, we want to welcome all those folks from Montana and everything that are worried about Mad Cow. They're already here, and they're having a good time.
Okay. Thanks very much for the phone call.
Uh-huh.
Here's another email, this one from Joe McCarthy. Every year, me and my wife have a fight about taking down the Christmas lights. I say you should wait at least until the Epiphany. In subcultures, the gift-giving part of the holiday doesn't occur until the Epiphany. My wife usually starts pulling down the lights on New Year's Day. Come on, let the holidays linger a bit, huh? And, well, obviously, Eric, I assume you have no problem with that. You'd like to keep them on for a month after the Epiphany.
Yeah, the Epiphany is January 6th, or the 12th day of Christmas, right?
Right.
I just say extend that by another 30-some days. Why not?
And here's one from Kirsten Hubbard. It may be interesting to note the code book electricians use states that temporary fixtures, including holiday lights, may not be utilized for more than 90 days. Of course, she adds, one could have Christmas lights up for 90 days, Valentine Day lights up for 90 days, 4th of July lights up for 90 days, et cetera, until they become Christmas lights again.
Well, what would 90 days after? Most people start putting up their lights right after Thanksgiving, so what's 90 days after Thanksgiving? That might be an interesting...
You could extend this year-wide.
There needs to be some rhyme or reason to the rule that we create, though.
I suspect you're right.
Just this name-calling and citations of religious authority.
We're speaking with Eric Zorn, who's a columnist with the Chicago Tribune. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to David, and David's with us from Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. I have something that's not my usual way of doing it, but I think it might give you a formula that you can use. I think that we remove our Christmas decorations and lights in a way that's inversely proportionate to our happiness, so that the less happiness and calmness there is, the longer we leave them on. And I'm thinking back to 1975, and that was the year I set an all-time record. I left everything up until April. I was a Vietnamese interpreter working with the National Security Agency during the fall of South Vietnam. And everyone who came into my barracks room just lit up when they saw that. And it was very special at the time, and it was maybe the hardest year of my life, and it stayed up the longest. What do you think?
How about the happiness quotient, Eric Zorn?
What many more people will cite to me is the laziness quotient. And maybe those two things are related, that if you're feeling unhappy, you're feeling a little bit lazy and unmotivated. But this is the criticism that I get, which is it has nothing to do with me wanting to light up my neighborhood for the season. It has to do with the fact that I'm too lazy to get my butt outside and get the lights off the house.
Linda, interestingly, David, follows on your point a little bit. She wrote us an email. I just took our tree down yesterday in preparation for my daughter's birthday party. My aunt, though, is another story. When the hostages were taken many years ago in Tehran, I believe, she swore she'd keep hers up until they were three. I think it was up for 144 days in California, no less. So there's a variation on your theory.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for the phone call, David. By the way, David?
Yes.
How long are they staying up this year?
Actually, we have lights in our three-season porch and back that are still up, and we have no plans right now of taking them down soon.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye.
Here's a suggestion from Paul Tenner in San Antonio. One year we were late taking our lights down, and it just so happened that when we took them down, it was Super Bowl Sunday. From that year forward, about 15 years, we have stuck with whatever day the Super Bowl is played, hence it has become a family tradition. So Super Bowl lights, Eric.
That's not bad. That's late January always, isn't it?
Sometimes they have 1 week before it, sometimes two. It varies.
That's not a bad idea. I'd compromise with that.
All right, let's go with Libby, and Libby's with us from Atlanta.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I actually sound kind of like a Scrooge, but I split the difference here. I actually take my tree down usually the day after Christmas.
How come?
Well, for one thing, I put it up very early. I use a live tree, and they're quite flammable, and anyone who's ever burned one outside would know that. They're extremely flammable, so it's very dry by then. Also, it takes up a lot of the small room that we have it in. But my thought is that I take it down, but then I leave a lot of lights inside the house, actually year-round. I have lights strung over window openings and doorways, and so I do leave lighting up that's the little Christmas lights. I just take the tree down really early.
And do you ever tell visitors, you know, well, it's for Happy Arbor Day?
Well, if they've seen it burning in the back, they probably didn't think it was quite that heavy for the tree.
Merry Labor Day.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, have a great holiday whenever it is, Libby.
Thanks. Bye.
Here's an email from Anchorage, Alaska. Laura Vogt. And up here in Anchorage, we have the City of Lights celebration during the dark months of winter. People are urged to decorate their houses, trees, etc., with lights which beautify the town and will help you see in the dark. We usually leave them up until the sun comes back late March or April. Winners are judged also and promoted in the news, and newspapers sure makes a dark winter more cheerful. And, Eric, that goes along with your theory, doesn't it?
I wonder if the Anchorage Times has an opening up there for us.
you may want to apply for a seasonal position there.
Or a cranky columnist.
Jordan Ross emails us, inasmuch as this is public radio, we cannot take the flippant approach to this issue. After carefully considering all of the sociological, cultural, environmental, and religious implications, I have come to the inescapable conclusion that they must be removed when my wife tells me to.
There you go.
And so domestic tranquility is presumably another reason for removing them down whenever they may come down.
The problem the Pope doesn't have to worry about.
Indeed, he does not. So at this point, how's your tree looking?
Our tree is down. The needles were all falling off. It's the lights on the house that we still have up.
And are there any particular curly cues, or are they just strings of lights?
They're just strings of colored lights on the bushes.
And how many? Are you one of those people who just puts up tons of them?
No, we're not into excess here at the Zorn household. We have maybe 10 strings of lights with 100 lights on. Not that many.
Well, that's other people's problem. Thanks, Eric Zorn. Thanks very much.
Neil, thanks. You've helped me settle this.
Eric Zorn is a columnist for the Chicago Tribune. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.